Now I'm joined by J.K. Basie, the Concordia Orioles head football coach. And coach, your dream team nominees for this year will start on offense is Colby Stein, the senior running back. He ran for over 400 yards and had over 600 yards receiving as well.
Colby's a special kid offensively for us. He was also voted first team athlete in the I-70 conference. We used him just about as much as we could and just about as many positions as we could. Like you said, he had around 400 yards rushing, over 700 yards receiving, and he had right around 13 or 1400 total yards with his returns, and he had right at 23 total touchdowns, I believe. So he was a very good weapon for us, and will definitely be missed next year.
Can you talk about the kind of kid he is away from the football field, in the classroom, or in the community?
Yeah, Colby has made some big strides since his freshman year. Colby didn't play his freshman year. He came out as a sophomore and played a little bit for us, and then had some things go on at the end of his sophomore year, and then his junior and senior year really grew into a good leader for us, not only in football, but he's going to be a key role on our basketball team. And when track starts in the spring, he's an excellent trackster as well. But, yeah, in the school, he's kind of a quiet kid. His leading is done by his actions. He does a lot of volunteer stuff here. He's in the A-plus program, goes over and works at the elementary with third graders for that. He's a kitchen aide, helps wash dishes and do whatever they need him to do. So overall, Colby's a great kid, and I love being able to coach him for the 2.5 years or so that we had him.
Well, it's got to be exciting as a coach and athletic director to see him develop that leadership role over the last 2.5 years, like you mentioned.
Yeah, for sure. It was always kind of a question in my mind, how he was going to turn out, what path he was going to go down, because it would have been real easy for him to not do those things. And Colby has definitely matured and became a very, very productive member of our school community.
All right, now we'll switch over to defense, and your defensive nominations, the senior linebacker Braden McGinnis, and looks like he had quite the season.
Yeah, Braden's actually started on defense since he was a freshman for me. He's a big kid. He runs well. He played middle linebacker for us, and he, a lot of times, if they could, they double-teamed him. Our defensive line wasn't the strongest. I think our linebackers were probably our best group on the defensive side of the ball, and Braden was definitely the leader of those guys. And him taking on, the blocks that he did, it kind of freed up our other two linebackers. Peyton Moore, who actually was our leading tackler, caught the advantage of the blocks that Braden took on.
How do you feel him having an important part of the defense as freshman and sophomore year developed him into a leader into his upper class years, his junior and senior year?
Yeah, for sure. Anytime a kid starts for 4 years, sometimes it's necessity, at a school our size. But I really think Braden, even as a freshman, even if it wouldn't have been a necessity, I think he would have seen a lot of playing time as a freshman and definitely would have started as a sophomore. So I think those 2 years really got him prepared for that leadership role on the defensive side. Last year we lost Lane Mueller, a standout inside linebacker for us, and Braden stepped into that role, and I think he learned a lot from Lane and was able to lead on both sides of the football for us.
Well, as both of these kids are seniors, how do you expect them to do after graduation when they step away from high school?
Yeah, I know Colby has been in contact and been contacted by a few schools about running track, and I know Braden is very interested in moving on and playing, I believe, baseball at the collegiate level. He was an All-State third baseman last year, so I think that's kind of his goal is to get in somewhere and play some baseball at the collegiate level, and I know Colby is really looking forward to possibly running track at a local school here if that works out for him.
And last thing for you, as a coach, how hard is it going to be to replace these two kids next year in the leadership roles as they're both seniors soon to graduate?
Most of the time you talk about stats and how hard it's going to be to replace them, and those two guys had, we had just shy of 3,200 yards of total offense. Braden had 1,500 yards passing, a couple hundred rushing, and Colby had, you know, over 1,000 yards of total offense. You know, so we're looking at replacing, you know, our two biggest offensive weapons. And then on the defensive side of the ball, too, Colby played D-back for us. He was an all-conference defensive back. And Braden was an all-conference linebacker. You know, he was all-conference punter. So we're gonna struggle with them on the field. But I think one of the bigger things we're gonna miss is their leadership. You know, Braden being a starter since he was a freshman and a captain since he was a sophomore. That's gonna be, I think, the hardest thing to replace, because you know, you can always replace stats, but to replace that leadership role, that's always difficult.